American Public Media.
What employers have to do, particularly if they adopt automatic enrollment, is essentially create a default investment. And the issue at stake is what that default investment is and how it's defined. That's what the battle is at the moment.
So are the life cycle funds, the target date funds, is that becoming the general default for employers?
Historically, defaults in this space have been looked at differently. They've been looked at through the eyes of capital preservation. The idea was if you defaulted somebody into an investment option, you should make sure you don't lose the money. What matters now going forward is that people are going to be defaulted essentially for life into these vehicles. So the idea of a capital preservation product is really outdated. What the Department of Labor has already essentially given a green light to is plan sponsors defaulting people into asset-allocated funds like target date funds or effectively vehicles that can provide an investment return.
Let's talk about how and why this matters for the employee. If you are with an employer who's decided to automatically opt you into a retirement plan, as allowed now by the Pension Act, why should you care about this debate?
It matters because for the first time, really, we have the beginnings of a framework that really could allow the 401k plan as it now exists, essentially, to really provide this elusive concept of retirement with dignity. If that's going to happen, people who are automatically defaulted into these products have to have some confidence that they're the right products and that they're going to grow. People are going to be in these products in many cases as we move forward from the moment they start their working career to the moment they retire, and in some cases beyond, which essentially means if they're not put into the right vehicles, if they're not defaulted into the right vehicles, they have no chance of accumulating the assets that they need to retire. And considering really we're moving into an era where all that matters in terms of most Americans' ability to retire with dignity is what's in their 401k plan, this is central obviously to individuals, but it's a huge societal issue. We have to get it right. In terms of the architecture that's been set up both by the Pension Protection Act and what the Department of Labor is now doing, we're finally looking at an architecture that can actually work. And the question is just to make it work in an optimal way.
So what happens next with the Department of Labor?
Well, it's up in the air as to whether the Department of Labor greenlights stable value funds as a default option. If they do greenlight it, if they allow it to happen, then it has real significance in that people who've historically been defaulted into stable value funds will likely at least be in a position to stay in them, and there won't have to be sort of massive changes in terms of historic defaults. Mm-hmm. But I think going forward, it's pretty irrelevant in a way. The marketplace as a whole has come to understand that capital preservation vehicles like stable value funds are not the right options for 401k plans. I mean, there are instances where people can choose to opt into those products. Perhaps they have savings elsewhere and they just want stability. But for most working Americans, that's absolutely not the case. So to some extent, this battle has been fought and won. And really, the stable value industry is really fighting over yesterday's war, but it's still one that maybe needs to be fought.
All right. Charles Ruffel is the CEO of PlanSponsor.com. Thanks so much for coming in.
That's a pleasure.